What would you think if you knew that for our 8th and 9th graders, part of their spiritual formation here at Hope Church involves them staring at apples? What would you think about that? And in addition to that, it involves them staring out the window for 5 minutes contemplating rain. Would you be scandalized at such a waste of time that we have our youth going through? Would you be amazed that 8th and 9th graders can sit for 5 minutes and pay attention to anything for that length of time? Would you be curious as to why they are asked to stare at apples and to contemplate rain? I hope that you'll go for the curious part this morning, because that's what I'd like to tell you a bit about. What I'm describing is part of the gift class curriculum, Growing in Faith Together. And these were activities led by Reverend Mary Van Andel, as I called on her for a couple of weeks to delve into the realm of spirituality. Mary carries and shares a whole lot of wisdom about spirituality, and she explored some of that wisdom with our fine group of youths for a couple of weeks, both at Ben and Mary's retreat center down in Saugatuck, Bethabra, and here at Hope Church. Turns out, when you contemplate rain for a while, it can be quite interesting. You notice differences between various raindrops. You notice the way the rain interacts with its surroundings. Maybe even notice the sound and the color of it. For 5 minutes, rain can seem downright intriguing and entertaining. Turns out when you stare at an apple or two on a table, you start to notice apples differently. Peculiarities of shape, spectrums of color, imperfections, texture. You might notice some things in yourself, like hunger. You might even feel like you could taste that apple if you could just take a bite of it. And the next time you eat an apple, you might have a newfound awareness and appreciation. And when you've looked at apples and stared at rain for a while, you may be opening up to something about spirituality, that it has to do with paying attention, with noticing, with being present to something in an intentional way. And you could start to think of spirituality as a way of paying attention to life, to yourself, to others, to God, to the world, and even about God paying attention to us. That's a lot to get from some rain and some apples, but that's what you'll hear from Reverend Mary if you're in gift class. I don't know if that makes you want to be a part of gift class or not. And I think it's something of what we heard from Jesus in that story from Mark also. So it seems to me that both Mary and Jesus are in good company with one another, and we with them this day. Because what Jesus says to pay attention to is a fig tree. Makes those gift class activities sound downright biblical, doesn't it, when you hear that? Fig trees then and there were as common as apple trees then and now. Jesus says this, "From the fig tree learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near." That's it. That's all Jesus says about a fig tree. But I think there's a lot there. A lot partly because we need to know how this simple lesson from Jesus is a part of the broader message we read, which is not simple at all. The passage we heard from Mark is dramatic and cosmic and mysterious. But before we broaden to that, we need to spend some time simply with that fig tree as Jesus asks us to do. Jesus says that if you pay attention to a fig tree, it will tell you what time it is. When the branches become tender and sprout leaves, then you know summer is near. We understand something of that, right? Even though most of us are less connected these days to the natural world around us, we still know what it means to track the plants and weather and creatures around us that speak to us of the seasons of nature that impact our lives. And if you go just a bit deeper with this, when you pay attention to a fig tree, to nature, You can realize that you're not simply seeing something that happened right then, but that it's connected to a whole flow of events in time which are present, contained in what we see now. Those tendering branches and sprouting leaves not only point ahead to summer, but contain in them the many seasons before them, from seed to shoot to roots to trunk and branches. When you look at the fig tree, it tells you both what is ahead and it speaks to you of what has come before. So here's the question today. Are you willing to pay attention to a fig tree? Be careful how you answer, because once you do, the paying attention keeps going. But really, it's not a question from Jesus, it's a direction. Jesus teaching that to follow our Lord is to be part of keeping one's eyes and heart attentive to and open to life, open to notice a fig tree and to pay attention to this whole dramatic world. It is a world Jesus describes of turmoil and confusion, of suffering and of powers shaken, and a world, too, in which the winds of the Spirit are stirring, in which the cusp of God's presence is being revealed. What does it mean for us to follow that teaching, that direction from Jesus? Something about keeping alert and awake, eyes open to both what is harmful and what is healing, both what is broken and what is whole in this world. And as we do so, we use the wisdom of the fig tree to see what kind of season it is pointing to. As I try to embrace that teaching, this is some of what I think it looks like. When I see the bitter leaves of violence and war continuing to blossom in our world, it tells me that legacies of violence are what we are rooted in, and that our addiction to violence will continue if we do not change. When I see story after story of mistreatment from men towards women, it speaks to me of toxic patterns of relationship which have grown for too long and sees more ahead if those branches are not pruned. When I see branches of government putting forth policy that could further stratify wealth and opportunity, it tells me that whatever your analysis of that policy, and I am no expert, that you and I must pay attention to the fruit of those actions and must speak if it leads to injustice. When I literally see leaves around me stay on trees longer as this earth warms, I must recognize patterns in the past that have mistreated God's creation and speak to the seasons of harm ahead if we are unwilling to change our actions. The wisdom of the fig tree brought to our world. And then there is this to see too. When I see leaves emerge of people of goodwill, different faiths and different beliefs coming together from a painful past to share hopes and concerns, to share pain and kindness, I sense the stir of a season in which the Spirit is nurturing compassion and healing in our community. When I see leaders of Latin Americans United for Progress, LAUP, meeting in our building to support young Hispanic leaders in addressing issues of justice and opportunity in our community, I feel the reality of a flawed past being shaped into a different life-giving future. When I see Peter Bogart's picture receiving recognition for his work over many years on issues of sustainability for creation, I recognize someone who knows deeply the failures of the past, yet who leads with a persistent vision of hope for God's creation. I'm not sure if you can recognize exactly what I'm getting at, but I wonder as I describe all those broken and healing branches in our world, if you get a sense of just how much it all is to try to pay attention to, all of the turmoil of this world, broken and whole. It's a lot to to pay attention to. It is not easy. It's easier to turn away. It's easier to numb ourselves. It is a commitment, a faith together instead to take notice of what's happening around us and within us too. Jesus says, pay attention. Why? Because it is an act of love. That's what Reverend Mary Van Andel says. That's what she taught us through rain and through apples, that the commitment to pay attention brings love into God's world. And how Jesus expresses that is that in the midst of all the turmoil we're called to pay attention to, as we do so, we also see that the Spirit of God is at work. Our eyes are open to the coming of Jesus among us. We are renewed in the truth that God is paying attention, an act of love for and towards this world, that we are not left alone but are called by the one who comes among us to claim this world with God's saving grace. Sometimes when you pay attention to the world, that is hard to believe about God. And yet, the only way to believe it is to pay attention. That is our Advent call. That's our commitment as we are nourished at this table of our Lord. For there we will be nourished in the presence of God's promise that God is among us, that God will nurture in us leaves of faith and hope and love. As we pay attention, it will be an act of love for the brokenness and wholeness of the world we see. It will be an act of love for the people we see, broken or whole, convenient or not, we will show love. It will be an act of love towards the you that you see and believe that God notices you. As we are nurtured in that wisdom this season, let us live as those who know the Lord is near. Thanks be to God. Amen.